evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounge as your host. Tonight is an interesting show. We've got the Spaniels Forever with us, and we're going to spotlight one of its individual members, Mr. Gene Stewart. Gene is not only a member of the Spaniels Forever, but also a member of the Rock and Roll and Gospel Hall of Fame inductees, the Soul Stirrers, and he's got a great solo show that is a tribute to the late, great Sam Cooke. So tonight, we're going to cover all the bases. We're going to talk a little bit about the Spaniels, a little bit about the Soul Stirrers, and a whole lot about Gene Stewart and his Sam Cooke tribute. We'll also tell you where you can see the Spaniels Forever and Gene doing both shows. It's all coming up on Midwest Beat after your headlines here.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Midwest Beat is brought to Lakeshore listeners each week in part by Tom Lounge's Entertainment, LLC. Tom Lounge's Entertainment presents A Very Spaniels Christmas, Carols from the Street Corner, on Friday, December 9th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. More information online at www.tomloungesentertainment.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges, and tonight, in the spotlight, my good friend Gene Stewart. He's not only a member of the Spaniels Forever, he's also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Gospel Hall of Fame group, the Soul Stirrers, who, of course, were where Sam Cooke got his start. And being a fan of Sam Cooke and admiring his work, Gene has put together a great Sam Cooke tribute. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk to the guys that are in the Spaniels today. They've got a big Christmas show coming up. Gene's part of that as well, both singing with the Spaniels and doing an opening set of Sam Cooke music. So we'll talk about all sorts of things related to Gene Stewart, including his famous brother, Jermaine Stewart. But right now, let's give you a little taste of what the Sam Cooke tribute is all about. For all the young lovers out there, this is Cupid pointing his arrow at you. Cupid. Old Sam Cooke classic there in the hands of my guest tonight, Gene Stewart. That's off a recent CD. This isn't too old, correct?
No, not too old.
Change Gonna Come, which was the title track is the single.
Right.
So, all right, let's talk a little bit. Gene, you are a member of the Spaniels Forever. You're a member of the Soul Stirrers. Wow. Your group is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. You've played at the Apollo. You've played at the Beacon. You've played at the Kennedy Center in Washington. You've got quite a credential there. Let's talk about how you got into music. You were born in Ohio, but you were pretty much raised here in Chicago. Is that correct?
Well, I was raised in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
But in the 70s, we moved up here to Chicago because I knew a lot of opportunity was up here. But my father was here at the time.
Okay.
So I got in a little trouble in Columbus.
Not you.
I had to get out of town. These were a good 2 years, but while I was here, you know, good Lord blessed me to meet a lot of important people like Willie Rogers and the rest of the group, and everything just started clicking.
Now, how long have you been in the Soul Stirrers?
About 15 years now.
Now, you didn't actually get to perform with Sam Cooke. He was passed by the time you had joined the group.
Right.
But the group is a legacy group.
Yes, it is.
Just like the Spaniels are a legacy group.
Right, because when I met Willie, that was really my salvation, really, because when Sam left, I wasn't really interested anymore. But J.J. Fawley, the old pioneer, he found Willie Rogers and Martin Jacob. When I listened to them, it was like listening to Sam all over again. So I said, wow.
Now, Willie sang with Sam.
Yeah.
Those guys were backing him. Well, Sam started as a member of the group.
Right.
And then kind of came to the front.
Right, yeah.
He became the standout, so to speak. And you guys were more of a backing vocal group. Kind of like the Jordanaires were with Elvis.
Right. Because he was just 18 years old. He had his first hit. That was Jesus Gave Me Water.
Hmm.
And they that style, man, just stuck with them, man. You know, R. A. Harris. That goes all the way back before Sam. That they taught Sam.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sam Cooke was an idol to you growing up as a singer, one of your big influences.
Yes, sir.
Who else influenced you vocally?
Vocally, Lou Rawls.
Another Chicago boy.
Yeah. And I like people, mostly groups, Temptations, David Ruffin. He really impressed me with his talent, more or less, you know. Because he had a range that nobody would know. But I like Stevie Wonder, and what's his name? Frank Sinatra.
Ah, okay.
Tony Bennett. You know, I studied all of that, man. The big bands of the 1945, you know.
And that has helped you in your career now because you do arranging and producing.
Yes.
You run your own record label.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have a couple of other artists signed at this point?
Just right now I have, who's that? That's me.
Somebody's got a phone.
somebody want to get in on the on
someone
the
wants you to sign him right now.
Okay, it's my vice president.
Oh,
vice
she's president. Calling.
Yeah, that,
there must that be her? There must be a crucial record company question she needs to ask.
Is it over there?
Should it I might call be. Her? But anyway, by her being she's vice president and she's also an artist herself.
Mm-hmm.
So I've signed her, and she's got a recording now. Called Run Around Girl. I did all the vocals, did all the music and everything.
Well, we're going to get her on the phone in just a minute here, but before we get to that, something else that was very important in your history was your brother, your younger brother, Jermaine Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being as a nightclub DJ spinning his hits, and a lot of people, when it first hit the radio, thought he was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He had that Michael Jackson kind of sound.
That's the story behind that.
And, the word is out. We don't have to take our clothes off for two. I believe they both went to number one.
Yeah, they did.
Now, that's a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, that's what made Michael jealous.
Well, Jermaine is from Chicago, because he was raised here with you, too, correct?
Yeah. He came a little after I did.
Okay.
You know, so.
So he's no longer with us, but his music lives on, and you have made a point of that. You have continued to release archival Jermaine Stewart music, and you keep his name alive and burning bright. And maybe we'll get to one of his tunes tonight as well if we have time. Mm-hmm. If not, I definitely want to do a full show on Jermaine and have you co-host it with me
because
he certainly warrants it. He was a great talent from here in Chicagoland.
I want to get us. I'm working on getting a scholarship in his name.
Okay, I read that in your notes that you wanted to do that.
I think he's well deserved that.
Now, did he inspire you? Did you inspire him? Who sang first?
It's weird that I inspired him. Because I worked with him at least 5 years before he came to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know he was really serious about it, but he's mostly a dancer than anything. But
Did he dance on Solid Gold? Was this
Soul Train.
Soul Train.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Train.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah, he was with them when they left here. When I got out of the Army in 76, him and Donna Cornelius, they took off together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great stuff. We're gonna get to one of those tracks in just a little bit. But we have somebody on the phone. Who's with us? Shauna Stewart, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Tom. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing fine. We were just talking about you. Gene was saying that you are signed to his label, and not only are you signed, you're a bigwig there. You're one of the moguls over there.
Yes, that is true. I try to hold the business down on a couple of ends, but, most of our business was designed from the idea that Gene and Jermaine came up with and collaborated with their dad.
Hmm. Now, how long have you been in the music business?
I personally have been in the music business 35 years.
Are you from the Midwest here? Are you on the East Coast, or where are you?
Well,
West Coast?
Currently, I'm a native of Texas, and currently I'm here in Texas and via Seattle and Chicago.
Whereabouts in Texas? I just flew in from San Antonio today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm in East Texas, close to Louisiana border.
Okay. Good music territory down there.
It's starting to be. It really is. It's really starting to boom. Most recently, they had America's Got Talent in our little town not too long ago. So that's something to think about.
Now, how did you two, Gene, you can jump in on this too, how did you two get together?
Well, I was with Spaniels.
Okay.
And we made a trip in,
Auburn, Washington.
Seattle. That's what I met in Seattle, remember?
Yeah, but we were performing in Auburn.
Yeah. That's how I met her. I
mean, okay.
She's one of the few that, that came up, in the audience. I seen her. I recognized her when she came walking down in the auditorium, and she sat there for a while, and I never thought that we would actually click or
so
meet.
So this was a Spaniels concert.
Yeah.
And, Shauna, are you just there as a fan? Did you, walk up and say, hey, I can sing, too? Or how did this work? What happened? Where did this connection come from?
Well, it was kind of a fate. I just happened to had turned on my computer and gotten an email from the particular venue site that the Spaniels were going to be performing that night. So I remembered the Spaniels from PBS.
Okay.
And so I said, oh, my goodness, I have to go. And, as an artist, anytime there's any great artist in the area, I try to attend. So that's kind of where that genesis came from, and we were able to talk business, and from there I was able to grasp the vision that Gene had to take the company, and so we started a collaboration.
Yeah.
Now, the label is called Bound for Glory Music. Is there a story behind that name?
Yeah, I got it from one of the Soul Steers songs, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. It was called Glory Bound Train. And I was just sitting there thinking, I said, well, maybe if I turn that a little backwards, I could say Bound for Glory. Because me and my brother never got a chance to actually put a name of the company, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my father came in with me, and I told him, I said, look, I have an idea, Bound for Glory, which is bound for greatness, achieving greatness. So that's where that came from.
It's kind of like a double-sided sword. It can go toward a secular artist wanting to attain glory and greatness.
Right.
It also can be tied to your gospel roots.
That's right. That's right. That honors all music, all the artists, whatever they're doing, jazz, whatever. Everybody's bound for greatness. That's what you're trying to achieve. Yeah.
We'll have to have Shauna come back on. Maybe we'll fly her out here from Texas. Bring a little sunshine.
Did you like that, Shauna?
I would love that. I'm jealous now. I'm missing everyone so much. I've kind of felt like I've been in exile for a while, but we, you know, it's part of what we do with Bound for Glory is we're, you know, broadening the horizons. So we have a satellite office in Niles, and we have someone that heads up that division, and that's really where we do a lot of our community work. And then here in Texas, we're trying to tap into the market here. And of course, I just released my it's a set, it's a CD single. And video, and the video was filmed there in Niles, Michigan, and it I released it first in Seattle because that's where most of my music career was in Seattle, and it's gone very well. So I'm looking forward to continuing the kind of post-dated tour to in back up into Chicago, into Michigan as well.
We'll have to come up here and do some Spaniel shows. We'll have you as a special guest. Runaround Girl is the single, correct?
Correct.
No, we're going to get a copy of that as soon as we can, and we'll give it a spin here and get you back on the phone. I appreciate you so much spending time with us this evening, Shauna.
Well, I am very flattered that I was able to be asked, and I'm just wish I was there with everyone. I miss everyone greatly, but I greatly appreciate you, Tom and Dan, and bringing me into the night. So I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you're welcome to hang out on the phone because the guys are going to sing a song here in just a couple minutes, and you'll be able to listen to it.
Okay, that sounds great to me.
So stay with us. Gene, let's go back to Sam Cooke. Mm-hmm. You have been singing Sam songs with the Soul Stirrers for years, the gospel mm-hmm. side, the secular side.
Right.
But you're stepping out now with a tribute to the music of Sam Cooke on your own. You have a band, and you also do it to tracks, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a wonderful vocal group here with you. I've seen a few of these guys before.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce everyone to the audience, and we'll have you guys do a song together.
Okay. Of course, sitting beside me is Mr. What's your name?
Patrick Petrie.
On down. And my man Dan.
Dan Porter.
And you know we got
the legend.
The man. That's the one there that talking about.
He's still
about
chewing on one of my mom's oatmeal raisin cookies.
And they are delicious cookies. Thank you, Mom.
Billy Shelton.
And I have to tell my mom, Leora Wheelock, you plugged her on the radio.
There you go.
And you got Parnell Davis here.
Who needs Mrs. Fields? Yeah. And we got Parnell Davis on guitar. He's kind of sitting in the doorway there, a little out of sight, but we're going to hear him in just a second. These are the Spaniels forever. Yeah.
Fred DeBose. And I don't forget Fred DeBose here.
Spaniel in training.
Yeah.
Spaniel in training. All right. He's a puppy.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do some vocalizing. But before we do that, let's remind everybody where they can see all of you together. It's going to be at the Acorn Theater Friday, December 9th. A Very Spaniel's Christmas, Carols from the Street Corner.
Yay!
Now, this is going to be a fun show. Yes, I understand you're going to be opening the show with a Sam Cooke tribute, kind of an abbreviated show to give people an idea what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to do double duty and come back and sing with the Spaniels, a full Christmas concert, followed by a hits-type concert of all your favorite 50s and 60s songs, including, of course, your own that you recorded with the Spaniels. So this is going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And a little elf told me that Santa Claus himself is going to be there for this event.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And he's going to have a few goodies for all of those that are on the good list, not the naughty list. So Billy's out.
Right. Okay.
And our Santa Claus has a real beard.
That's right.
Real deal.
All right. As a matter of fact, I just saw some pictures. Santa stopped by a rehearsal and took some pictures with you guys. We're going to get those up on the internet very soon. Let's sing a song. You want to do a Sam Cooke song?
Sure.
All right. Let's give the people a little taste. We heard you on CD, the Sam Cooke Cupid song, which was recorded in your studio and on your CD. But right now we're going to give it to you live, 89.1 FM, and you are listening to Midwest Beat. All right.
La 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 ta. I hear someone saying, oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh. I hear them working, working, oh, oh, hey, hey.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you know?
That's the sound of men working on the chain.
Let me tell you a little about it.
All day long I work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear the morning that lies away, then you hear somebody say,
you know,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah,
don't you know,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman that I love so dear. That is why I gotta stay right here.
That's
the sound of the men working on the chain.
Chain,
gang.
Don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Gang,
all day long they're saying, my work is so hard. Give me water, I'm thirsty. My work is so hard. Sound of the men working on the chain.
Don't you know
that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. We got some voices in here tonight. You are listening to the Spaniels Forever.
Yes, sir.
And Gene Stewart on lead there on the Chain Gang. And that's part of the traditional Spaniels Forever set. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, Billy, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You're the guy that recruited all these great singers. Now, there's a lot of good singers out there. The magic of a vocal group is getting the right voices together. It's like a recipe. How did you put this together? I think the Spaniels have never sounded better than they do today.
I agree with you. I think we've got the best personnel. Everybody in the group is a star in their own right. Individually, any of these guys could give a concert, and they work together. That's the amazing thing about a group. I've been out here for 79 years working with guys, and that ego thing gets in. One guy wants to do all the lead, and another guy says, that's my song. But these guys, they put the music first, and they support each other. If they're singing background, they give everything they have to the lead. We all respect each other. And I just think it's a dream come true.
And that's not always the case with vocal groups. Like you said, there's a lot of rivalry. Right. We saw that with the Temptations and some of the other groups out
there. Even the Beatles,
right.
You know, and everything.
Now, everyone here has a unique history as well. Billy, you, of course, were right there in 1948 before the Spaniels even existed, working with Spaniels founder Pookie Hudson, singing in the school hallways.
Right.
And you've been in and out of the Spaniels since then, playing a part, helping to get them the vocal parts together and filling in and then joining again and then leaving and then joining. And you've been a big part of this history of this fabulous group that is the rock historians cite the Spaniels as being the first true stars out of the Midwest, not just of Indiana, but out of the Midwest.
Right.
Because you guys hit number one with Goodnight Sweetheart, of course. And your first song, Baby, was Baby It's You.
Baby It's You.
And that went to top 10. Now, that's not bad for the first hit out of the ballpark, top 10
well,
worldwide.
That's what made VJ, because it was Chance before. Mm-hmm. Vivian had to lease a name, you know. And so when we did Spaniels did, Baby It's You, it put us on the map, and she was able to take the $500 that she borrowed from the pawn shop and get the recording company going, VJ.
Wow. Now, also along for the ride at that time was Don Porter.
Oh, yes.
And that, Dan, was your father. Yeah. Now, this is a legacy thing for you as well. You're second generation Spaniel. Yeah, what's it like for you?
It's a pleasure. I had the pleasure of watching the Spaniels come over to the house when I was a little kite. They used to come out of the house and rehearse and sing Pookie and Gerald and all the guys. And just got a chance to watch them. Earlier on, though, they did a lot of the recording on the road, 53 to 57. They did a lot of the great hits. A lot of the album covers you'll see Don Porter and Gerald Gregory and James Cochran and all the guys in that particular group. They did a lot of traveling with the Dales and did a lot
that
of
that was records. Like the high profile era of the Spaniels when the hits were coming.
They actually had something I've been trying to find in the archives. They did the American Bandstand.
Really?
With Dick Clark, and I've been trying to find that, but so far I haven't been able to, but they told me it was a real good show.
We'll have to petition ABC TV and see if we get that
baby,
out of the archives.
Yeah.
Was that the song, Crazy Baby?
Crazy Baby, that's what they were saying.
It was flips, and,
that
really?
One.
Flips, splits going up and down, and they had a routine, it was fantastic.
Wow.
We did that song in Washington when Gene met Shauna.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard you guys sing that.
We did Crazy Baby.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah.
Well, not this particular configuration, but yeah, we did Crazy Baby, and Everyone's Laughing, and that hit number 69, too.
I think some of these songs need to be resurrected a little bit and put into the show.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. Really.
You know, kind of if you knew us now, this is what we were then kind of thing, like a mini hit set of Spaniels.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was more than just, Goodnight, Sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And that's the one everyone knows you for.
Right.
But now, Don, does your dad know that you're in the Spaniels? I mean, is he all proud of the fact that you've stepped into his shoes?
He does. He talks about it all the time. You know, he says, keep doing what you're doing. It's a pleasure to see you out there. And, he's still around, still hanging on. He doesn't sing anymore, but he still supports it.
Well, that's got to be a pretty big thrill, being able to follow in your dad's footsteps.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Patrick, you came to this group by default, as I recall. You were actually trying to get a job with the Platters.
Yes. I got to give my mom credit. She bowled on a league in Hammond at Olympia Lanes with Billy's best friend from high school. His nephew was the lead singer for the Platters in Branson, Missouri. His nephew passed, and he told my mom. And my mom goes, "My son sings." And he pushed her aside, blew her off for several months. And finally, she put her foot down, and she said, "Give him a chance." And he did. And while I was making the videotape, he called Billy. And I was like 45 at the time. He was like, "I want you to come hear this kid sing." And I thought that was funny. He called me a kid, and I'm, pushing 50. And he came, and Billy sat down, and he didn't say a word. And when I got through, he stood up, and his exact words were, "Well, if the Platters don't call you, I got you." Those were his exact words. And, 13 years later, here I am.
All
so
right.
The Platters didn't call.
Right.
You've been, like you said, with the Soul Stirrers for a very long time. You worked with your brother. You helped guide him. Yeah. You have, as we said, kind of archived his career output. Why the Spaniels for you?
Well, I've been blessed. I've been with a lot of groups. And I just look to him for everything that I need. So I wanted to sing. He put me with the right guys. He do it for me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Stirrers is my main group, yes. But there's a clique here with the Spaniels, and I really respect them. And I wanted them to share this with me, because I look at them as being like my brother got a band called The Party.
Mm-hmm.
These are my posses here.
This is your party.
This is mine, yeah.
And All right.
And I can always depend on them. And when it comes to music, they're right there. There's no problem. I got the best teacher back there. You never stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And that's what Billy Shelton is. And especially when it comes to professional, that's it.
So, Billy, you're a pretty tough tough cookie in the studio, huh?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
With me, you'll learn how to eat any kind of cookie. Yeah, that's right.
As long as it's good.
Now, we got the big Christmas show, a very Spaniels Christmas, Carols from the Corner. What kind of stuff will you guys be singing in the Christmas portion? Are you going to be doing traditional carols? Are you going to be doing some... just holiday standards? You got any original Spaniel stuff? Are we going to do any Sam Cooke Christmas? What do we got?
All of it. Right.
So this is going to be something for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen show. If you love Christmas, you'll love the show.
Yeah. That's right.
And Billy, you personally called Santa Claus and have him coming in. I mean, that was pretty cool. That, right. I know you're a pretty important guy, but when you can reach out and call Santa and he shows up, that's power.
Hey, we just have to keep Santa away from those cookies because just like Patrick says, he has a natural beard. Mm-hmm. He has a natural gut, too. He loves to eat.
Everything is real.
So we have to keep Santa away from those cookies so I can get
some. All right.
So you can get some. Right.
Well, we're going to have you guys sing again in just a minute, but we have talked a few times about Jermaine Stewart, and we need to play a song. And if it's all right with you, Gene, I'd like to do the song that I first spun from him, which is The Word Is Out, which was his first single.
Yeah.
A lot of people know, you know, don't have to take your clothes off. That was a big one. But everyone knows that. But this one, it was a hit, but it didn't get recognized again until after Close Off came out.
Right.
It kind of had a hit life twice. Right. So we're going to play this. This is the late, great Jermaine Stewart, and we have Gene Stewart, his brother, in the studio along with the Spaniels Forever. We'll be back with them after this.
You are the one.
The word is out that Gene Stewart and the Spaniels Forever are in the studio. And that, of course, Jermaine Stewart, no longer with us, but what a talent he was. And there's a Greatest Hits album that we're playing this off of that, Gene, you have put together. And you said the funds from this, you're hoping to establish a scholarship.
Right, right.
Would that be for music students?
Yeah.
In the region here, hopefully?
It has something to do with music, right.
Okay.
That's what he represents, so he believed in that. So I think that'd be good to encourage the students to stay with the music, if that's what they want. Some of them want to get a music scholarship or a degree, mm-hmm. you know, so it's to help them.
Keep his legacy alive.
Yes.
Help the next generation.
The same thing with the Whispers did for Donny Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
He did a scholarship in Donny Hathaway's name, so might be pretty good.
Now, you have continued to record on your own. Of course, your latest album, I Can Do All Things, and you've got the Sam Cooke tribute, which is out there, and Change Gonna Come is your new single. Now, before we get to talking about that specific song and the history behind it, you are working now on another album.
Right.
So you'll have, this will be your third?
It'll be the third,
okay.
Yeah. But I'm putting a new version of A Change Gonna Come. It's the same song, the same arrangement. But the changes is the fact that I got this guitarist, Michael Grady, that put a little flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a new background vocals to it. So it's called a revived version.
Okay, and that's going to be the single.
That'll be the single, right.
And the third album isn't done yet?
No.
You have a working title?
Yeah, Ram in the Bush.
Rhyme in the Bush?
Ram.
Ram in
ram
the Bush.
Ram in the Bush, yeah.
Why is there a ram in the bush?
Because he make a way for you.
Okay.
You know, any kind of problem that you go through.
A ram in one hand is better than two rams in the bush.
Right.
There you go. All right. We're going to do, Change Gonna Come, which is, of course, the single that you were talking about that you're doing a fresh arrangement on, is a Sam Cooke song.
Right.
I mean, it's actually an old song, but it's one Sam did.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I just rearranged the music, gave it a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And the Library of Congress, they sent me an email saying that, well, this is your song. Don't have anything to do with Sam because of the beat of it. So I said, oh, okay, thank you.
Very good. So, well, which version are we going to do here tonight? Your song or Sam? Are we going to stay true to Sam?
Well, with the guys, I'm going to do the true Sam Cooke style.
Okay.
You know? Then mine is more that you might want to play it. It's the same song, but it's got up tempo.
Okay, maybe we'll close out a little bit later with that. All right, let's do it. This is the Sam Cooke version of Change is Gonna Come. We've got the Spaniels Forever. We've got Fred, a Spaniel in training. We're going to get to meet him in just a minute. And we've got Pardell Davis of Solid Gold Player, a great band that backs Gene on the live Sam Cooke shows. So let's do it.
I was born by the river in a little tent, whoa, just like the river, I've been a running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come, yeah. It's been too afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, and I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I said, brother, help me please. Then he winds up knocking me, knock me on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last alone. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Let me tell you one more time. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. Then he winds up knocking me, knock me on my knees. Oh, Mom, there been time when I thought I couldn't last for long. Now I know I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it is.
Change,
oh, yeah.
Change's gonna come.
I know.
Change's gonna come.
If I can hold out, I know my change gonna come.
Change gonna come. Oh, yeah. Gene Stewart, Spaniels Forever, live in the Lakeshore Studios. And that is what you're going to be hearing on December 9th. The opening the night will be a tribute to Sam Cooke with Gene Stewart. And then following that, he'll be sitting in with the Spaniels again, rejoining his bandmates and doing two sets of music, Christmas and other. And Santa will be there along the way. And again, you can get details on this and buy your tickets at acorntheater.com. acorntheater.com. It's an early show. It's Friday, December 9th. Showtime's right around 6 p.m. It's going to be three sets of great music, Santa along the way, and I'm going to be emceeing it. So come on out, Lakeshore listeners, and let's have some fun. Let's get some Christmas spirit going.
Right.
Just to show the difference between the Sam Cooke style, Dan, let's play a little bit of Gene's new version of this song, Change Gonna Come, just to kind of give the listeners a feel. Just give me a little taste there of the new version, Change's Gonna Come. That's the Gene Stewart solo version. That's his first single off the new album, the third album that's coming out. And you're right, completely different animal.
Altogether different.
Wow. Now that's got some great radio potential, I think.
Yeah, but I brought it out some years back.
Okay.
And they was playing in the nightclubs. Every time they closed, they would put that on.
Hmm.
So I met a disc jockey there. He said, "Well, we're gonna see if we can get it on WGCI."
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking forward to that, but the person pulled it instead of playing my version. They put Patti LaBelle's.
Oh.
That person got fired the next week.
All right. Well, this is a great tune. When you do the Sam Cooke show live, You can do it either to track or with a band. Right. And for this particular Christmas show, you're going to be doing track, right?
Correct?
Because it's going to be a short set. Just kind of tease everybody a little
bit. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then coming in 2017, we're going to try to get you some dates around here with the full live band. And that, of course, features Parnell on guitar there. And Solid Gold Players, is that the name of the group?
Solid players.
There you go.
Bring back memories.
Well, they can dance and play. Yeah. There you go. So Solid Players, and that is your group with the Sam Cooke tribute.
Right.
So you and Parnell have been together a long time.
Well, no, shortly. You know, I've known him at least about 5 years.
All right.
Yeah, when I heard about him, you know, he just thrilled me. I said, well, Lord always put me with the best. One way or the other, and I consider him the best.
And he's playing with us tonight and sounding pretty sweet back there.
He is. Yeah.
Can't see him, but we can hear him.
Good thing we're on radio. No.
I'm hoping I can put my.
There he is.
I'm hoping I can put my. Oh, there you go.
Hello, Lakeshore.
Sneaking up on you. All right. Another new friend here in the studio is Fred. And Fred, you are billed as the Spaniel in training. So let's talk a little bit about how you got into music and how you came to join this motley crew.
How I got into music. Wow. I've been singing with a lot of different gospel artists here in the United States as well as overseas. I've toured about 54 different countries, thanking and praising God for everything that he's done in my life. And everything.
Amen.
Music has just took a crazy turn in my life, but God brings people like the Spaniels in my life to kind of keep me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
So the legacy that they've left for this generation is really a good thing. So to answer your question, great names like Jesse Dixon and, you know, I'm going to just stop right there.
Okay.
That answers your question.
That
we don't have
all.
A lot of time. Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because you are, and I keep saying Spaniel in training, but Patrick, you kind of explained off air that the Spaniels are a four-part harmony group. But, you know, like any human beings, you need to take a night off, you get sick, you're out of town, whatever.
Right.
And that's where Fred comes in, because now he can fill in for any part. Is that right?
You can, right,
your range can cover anybody.
Yeah, God has blessed me with a thing they call it a seven-range octave and all that good stuff. I never really paid attention to it, you know. Yeah. My mom just tells me to hit notes sometimes. Hit this note. Ah, ah, next thing, breaking glasses.
So
and
from
all
low
that
to
kind
high,
of
you can do it all.
So it's a gift. I can't tell you an A chord from a B chord. It's all a gift from God. So.
All right. Now, how long has Fred been training with you guys? And Billy, you're the music meister over here. You're the torture chamber guy. What is it about Fred that makes him a perfect Spaniel?
Uh-oh.
And then we'll get to a live song.
Uh-oh.
It's really not his voice or his ability.
It's his good looks, right?
All.
Hey, there you go.
They both got bald heads. No.
Got one too.
Oh, that's right. Dan got one too.
You could go through 10,000 people and not get real commitment. A lot of people, most people are out there to make a quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a young man who is really committed. He's dedicated to the craft. He wants to share his gift with people. He wants them to hear him, and what God gave him, he can pass on to others.
Okay.
That's unusual.
All right. Now, we're going to get to hear more with Fred in a couple of weeks, I hope. Are you going to come down for the Christmas show?
He better be down.
We're going to be doing a Spaniel's
on the ninth,
Christmas.
Right? On the ninth,
well,
right?
Not only on the 9th, but here in the studio.
Yeah.
Sure.
A week before Christmas, we're going to do "Twas the Week Before Christmas" with the Spaniels.
Sure.
We're good with those little catchy lines, you know.
Yeah.
A very Spaniel's Christmas, "Twas the Week Before Christmas" with the Spaniels. And we're going to have you guys in here, and it's going to be less talking and more singing. We're going to do a lot of favorite caroling. We're going to do some live carols on the air. It's going to get the Christmas spirit going. And when it comes to caroling, you guys are top shelf. I mean, there's nobody like you guys. So that said, and since we are talking about the December 9th show at the Acorn Theater, a very Spaniel's Christmas, why don't we close out the show? We got about 5 minutes left. And do some Christmas carol. What do you want to do? Leave the people wanting more.
Jingle bells
or White Christmas.
Yeah. May I send a shout out?
You certainly can.
I'd like to say hello to Eddie and Jody. Hey, I'm here. It's really Purnell.
Okay. It's really me.
Can't see him, but it's him.
Yeah, let's do White Christmas because I'll get a chance to sing on that.
All right. We got like 4 minutes. Okay. Let's do it too. We're going to take it out with the Spaniels Forever.
All right.
Ba-do-ba-do. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, ba-do-ba-do, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Christmas from Spaniels Forever.
All right, Spaniels, a very special Spaniels Christmas song there, and you'll be hearing an entire show of that, plus all the hits they're known for and all your 50s and 60s favorites, and of course, Gene Stewart doing a tribute to Sam Cooke.
Yes.
What more could you want? How about Santa? We're going to throw him in there too, and yours truly.
Right.
We're going to be at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, and that's Friday, December 9th. It's a 6 p.m. early concert. Get online, acorntheater.com.
Yes.
Without any further ado, I want to say thank you very much to Fred, Purnell, Patrick, Dan, Bill, and of course, Gene Stewart.
Yes, sir.
The man of the hour here.
Thank you.
And in closing, I want to wish a very happy birthday up in heaven to Peggy Hunt, my mother-in-law, and it is her birthday today. So happy birthday, Mom. And with that, we'll say goodnight. Until next time, adios.
Midwest Beat is brought to Lakeshore listeners each week in part by Tom Lounge's Entertainment, LLC. Tom Lounge's Entertainment presents A Very Spaniels Christmas, Carols from the Street Corner, on Friday, December 9th at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. More information online at www.tomloungesentertainment.com.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.